We come now to a meditation on Psalm 46:10. So find a place that is quiet and relaxed so that your body can begin to unwind. Take a few moments to quieten your body, to close your eyes, and let your breathing begin to become slower and deeper. Letting slower breathing begin to relax your whole body. Consciously letting go of tension and tightness as you breathe out. Letting it go. Notice your body beginning to relax. We are going to enjoy some leisurely moments meditating on Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. Let's start by giving yourself permission to take this time out, to take this time to soak in the truth of God's word. You may like to imagine there's a shelf in the back of your mind. Take a few moments to put your current concerns on that shelf, to put them aside for these moments. Maybe that person you love can wait on the shelf for a moment, and that concern, and that other issue. Giving your head and your heart some space to be with God. Notice your body continuing to relax as your breathing becomes slower and deeper. Each breath fully inflating your lungs. And then slowly but fully exhaling so that your chest wall rises and falls. Very easy, very pleasant. As your body continues to relax, we're going to take Psalm 46:10, one word at a time. And so we begin with Be. As you take another deep, deep breath, just allow yourself to be. Not doing, not rushing, or working, or achieving, or pleasing, or preparing. Just being. In this moment in time, being me, being alive, letting go of other clutter in my soul, another chatter in my mind, to come to this quiet, wordless place where I can just be. And the Lord invites me to be one thing, and that is still. Be still, he says to me. Hear that in the depth of your being, allowing yourself to be still, to pause, to rest, to find tranquility, deeply quiet and deeply still. As you breathe in, you may like to imagine breathing in that stillness and then letting go as you breathe out of the busyness. Breathing in deep tranquility and letting go of being harried and troubled. Slowing down my body and my mind and my soul to find deep stillness before him. And then there is one small thing to have in my stillness. One important point to hold in my inner being. Only one detail to add to my calm inner world, and that is to know, not just believing in my head or giving assent in my mind, but knowing to the core of my being, a stillness and a knowing together, deeply, calmly, like still water on a deep, deep pond. A knowing that calms my every fear. A knowing that brings oxygen to my soul. A knowing that refreshes and comforts and strengthens. A knowing that calms and restores and sustains. It is knowing I am. Be still and know I am. Knowing the eternal presence. The eternal person who alone can dwell with me in my inner being. I am. Who revealed himself to Abraham all those years ago, and then to Moses in a burning bush. Yahweh, I am, who initiates relationship, who makes himself known, who makes himself vulnerable. I am, who led his people out of slavery and who leads us out of slavery today, releasing us from bonds of guilt and shame, freeing us from feeling unloved. The eternal I am, who knows me deeply, knowing my hopes and fears, my vulnerability and shame, my every thought, and yet who loves me, not only loving me but liking me, delighting in the unique person that he has made me to be. Be still and know I am. Here with me in my deepest being, in my quiet stillness, safe in that knowing. And there is one last thing. I am is not just a safe, affirming presence with me. I am is God. Be still and know that I am God. The eternal reality, the God who is there, the God who is good, deeply and thoroughly and wholly good, the God who is strong, deeply and thoroughly and wholly strong, and the God who is sovereign and has this world and your life in his loving hands. So you don't have to try anymore to be God yourself. You don't have to try to organize it all and make it all happen. For he is at work in his world, and you can rest in him. There there is time for action and time for resting, time for worship and time for meditation, refreshing my innermost being with this good, wholesome knowing that He is there and He is good, and I have nothing to fear. So you can be deeply still and know that I am God.